nešto je drugačije, kao što je inkarnacija ribe, kao što je inkarnacija ribe i ostale smisao. Sveviši gospodin, božanska osoba, nije ni bezličan, ni bezobličan, ali se njegovo tijelo ne razlikuje od njega samoga i zato je poznat kao otjelovljenje vječnosti, znanja i blaženstva. U Brihat Vaishnava Tantri je spomenuto, jasno spomenuto, da svako ko smatra da je oblik gospodina načinjen od materijalne energije, mora pod svaku cijenu biti prognan, iako slučajno vidi lice takvog nevjernika, čovjek mora da se očisti skočići u bučenu rijeku. Gospodin je opisan kao Amrita ili besmrtan, jer nema materijalno tijelo. Po tim okolnostima, gospodinovo umiranje ili napuštanje tijela je kao opsina mađioničara. Mađioničar pokazuje svoje trikove da je sjećen, spaljen u pepeo ili u nesvijesti pod hipnotičkim utjecajima, ali sve su to samo lažne predstave. Sam mađioničar nije zapravo ni spaljen u pepeo, niti je sasjećen u komadiće, niti je mrtav ili u nesvijesti u bilo kojem stadiju svoje magične predstave. Slično tome, gospodin ima svoje vječne oblike koji su beskrajno raznoliki, od kojih je inkarnacija ribe koja je bila pokazana u ovom univerzume također jedna. Pošto postoje bezbrojni univerzumi, inkarnacija ribe mora da u jednom ili drugom manifestira svoje zabave bez prestanka. U ovom stihu je iskorištena određena riječ date, vječno prihvaćen, a ne riječ datva, prihvaćen za tu priliku. Ideja je da gospodin ne stvara inkarnaciju ribe, već vječno ima takav oblik i pojava i nestanak takve inkarnacije služi u različite svrhe. U Bhagavad Gita 7.24.25 gospodin kaže: i personalisti misle da nemam oblik, da sam bezobličan, ali da sam sada prihvatio oblik da bi služio određenoj namjeni i da sam sada manifestiran, ali takvi spekulatori zapravo nemaju uopšte inteligenciju. Iako mogu da budu dobri poznavaoci vjerske književnosti, praktično ne poznaju moje nepojmljive energije i vječne oblike ličnosti. Razlog je da zadržavam moć da se ne pokažem abaktama pomoću svoje mistične zavjese. Manje inteligentne budale zato nisu svjesne mog vječnog oblika koji nikad ne može biti uništen i koji je nerođen. Kraj citata. U Padma Purani je rečeno da su oni koji zavide i koji su uvijek ljuti na gospodina nesposobni da spoznaju njegov pravi i vječni oblik. U Bhagavatamu je također rečeno da je gospodin izgledao hrvačima kao grom. Nešto prije nego što ga je gospodin ubio, Šišupala nije mogao da ga vidi kao Krišnu, pošto je bio zaslijepljen vještavnom Brahmadžotija. Prema tome, gospodin je ostavio svoju privremenu manifestaciju kao grom rvačima koje je poslao Kamsa ili vještavu pojavu pred Šišupalom, ali gospodin kao mađioničar vječno postoji, nikad ne iščezava ni pod kakvim okolnostima. Jedino se asurama pokazuju takvi privremeni oblici. I kada su takve manifestacije povučene, asure misle da gospodin više ne postoji, kao što budalasti gledalci misle da je mađioničar spaljen u pepeo ili se sjećen u komadiće. Zaključak je da gospodin nema materijalno tijelo i zato nikada ne može biti ubijen ili promijeniti transcendentalno tijelo.
Translation. The Supreme Lord relinquished the body which he manifested to diminish the burden of the earth. Just like a magician, he relinquishes one body to accept different ones, like the fish incarnation and others.
Uzvišeni gospodin je odbacio tijelo koje je manifestirao da smanji teret zemlje. Upravo kao čarobnjak odbacuje jedno tijelo da bi prihvatio drugačije, kao što je inkarnacija ribe i ostale.
In this verse and purport, Srila Prabhupada describes a little bit about the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is extremely difficult to understand for the non-devotee.
Dakle, u ovom tekstu i ovom smislu Srila Prabhupada opisuje transcendentalne oblike Krišne, središnje božanske osobe, koje je vrlo, vrlo teško shvatiti za abakte.
A little while ago, I read a wonderful explanation about Srila, about the whole form of the Lord and the name of the Lord in one conversation of Srila Prabhupada, which I would like to explain to you as an illustration for this. Srila Prabhupada was asked if the sound, if we can actually prove that the sound of chanting Hare Krishna is transcendental. Have you ever seen the picture of sound? There are these instruments, but the sound is just a wave. There is, it's called, depending how close the waves are together, the intervals. The sound is differently, it's a different sound, deep or high or so on. There are very low frequencies, very high frequencies. And they decide what is the difference of the sound. So sometimes there are sound. Sometimes there are sounds which who have a very similar picture of the sound. So let us say the sound picture of Hare Krishna is the same as the sound picture of, for instance, an the honking of the of a car. So could we prove that the sound of the Hare Krishna is spiritual and the honking of the auto horn material?
Da li možemo dokazati da je zvučna slika Hare Krishna spiritualna, a ovo trubljenje da je obično materijalno?
Our dentist, Gordon, is a scientific man.
Super Gordon je naučni čovjek.
Interesting question, isn't it?
Zanimljivo pitanje.
Prabhupada said, no, the sound appears to be the same for material ears.
Ne, što Prabhupada kaže, za uši materialista zvuk izgleda isti.
And he said that only spirit, if you are purified, you can actually appreciate the sound of the holy name as spiritual.
On kaže, samo ako si pročišćen, onda možeš činiti zvučnu vibraciju kao spiritualnu.
He gave the example of a person who is sick with jaundice and therefore cannot taste sweet things as being sweet.
To je primjer osobe koja ima žuticu i ne može kušati stvari koje su slatke.
Such a jaundice patient cannot taste a rasagula.
Takav pacijent žutice ne može kušati rasagulu.
It's just bitter for him.
To je gorko za njega.
So in the same way, a materialist who is not purified in his heart can never ever appreciate the sound of the holy name as being identical with Krishna.
Tako materialista koji nije pročišćen u srcu nikad ne može cijeniti zvučnu vibraciju Hare Krishna ako nije ako nije pročišćen.
In other words, just like you cannot see a melody.
Drugim riječima ne možeš vidjeti melodiju.
The karmi cannot appreciate the holy name.
Zato karmi ne može cijeniti sveto ime.
Do you understand?
Da li svačate?
Bovi, you are the scientific man.
Bovi, ti si.
So, If Krishna's holy name cannot be appreciated by material eyes, ears, then also his transcendental form can never be appreciated by material eyes.
Da, ako se Krishna transcendentalno ime ne može cijeniti materijalnim ušima, onda se ne može ni njegov oblik cijeniti materijalnim očima.
When the Lord appears before our vision, he is not born.
Kada se Gospodin pojavi u našoj viziji, on nije rođen.
Nor does he die when he disappears.
Niti umire kada nestane.
At the end of his lila.
Na kraju svoje lila.
He is always totally transcendental, and it is said that he has an eternally accepted body.
I on je uvijek transcendentalan. Ili date,
he's eternally. When it appears that he is born, or it appears that he is dying, that's only like a show of a magician.
Kada izgleda da se rodi ili izgleda da umire, to je kao show mađioničara.
Do you know that there was this famous magician called P.T. Saga? Once the Englishman wanted to have a magical show performed by him. And he said, come at 5 o'clock. So the people came at 5 o'clock. But there was no P.T. Saga.
Ali nije bilo tog P.T. Saga.
They waited.
Čekali su ga.
Being a little racistic and chauvinistic, they got angry.
Pošto su bili malo rasisti, šovinisti, postali su ljudi.
We are from Britain, fair-skinned Aryans. How does this brown Indian dare to just come too late?
Mi smo iz britanske, arijske porodice, kako se taj smeđi tamni Indijac usuđuje da dođe tako kasno?
Half an hour passed.
Pola sata je prošlo.
45 minutes passed.
45 minuta je prošlo.
Finally at 6 o'clock.
Na kraju 6 sati tek.
P.T. Saga appeared on the stage with a happy smile.
On se pojavio na sceni sa tim smiješkom.
Greeted all the people, dobrodošli.
I pozdravio, dobrodošli.
Dobrodošli, you are 1 hour late.
Dobrodošli, kasniš već jedan sat.
Oh, how can you say this, said P.T. Saga.
Kaže P.T. Saga, kako to možete reći?
It's 4 o'clock. No, it's 5 o'clock.
Sada je 5 sati.
They didn't say at 5 o'clock, were there. It's 5 o'clock.
So the bit of the question.
Just look at your wristwatch.
That is where Ruchi Sato is. Ruchi Sato.
Now, they were all sure, because they had looked before, that it's 6 o'clock.
Oni su svi pregledali, bilo je 6 sati.
And then they looked at the wristwatch. It was 5 o'clock.
Ali ga su pogledali, bilo 5 sati.
This is how a magician can create mass illusion.
Tako magičar može napraviti masovnu iluziju.
And it's not possible for an ordinary person to see through the illusion.
I za običnu osobu nije moguće da vidi kroz običnu iluziju.
There are many such examples.
I postoje puno takvih primjera.
In the same way, the Lord is protected by his illusory potency.
Na taj način Gospodin je zaštićen sa iluzornom moći.
You cannot see through it.
Ne možete vidjeti kroz njim.
And see Krishna.
Gdje je Krishna, kakav je.
Only if you order the Maya potency to leave you, then you will be able to see him.
Jedino ako on naredi Maya da se makne, onda ćete biti sposobni da ga vidite.
Look at, for instance, Shishupala.
Pogledajte, na primjer, Shishupala.
Shishupala once blasphemed Krishna in the arena of sacrifice.
Jednom je Shishupal grdio Krishnu u žrtvenoj areni. Vrijeđao.
He said, it was on the occasion that the first and foremost man who was elected the director of a sacrifice was chosen, and Sahadeva, I believe, suggested Krishna to be the president, so to say, of the assembly.
Bilo to za vrijeme žrtvene vatre kada se trebalo izabrati najglavnija i vodeća osoba na žrtvenoj jagi i Sahadeva je predložio Krishna da to bude.
Shishupal was such a demon, he was against this.
Shishupal je bio takav demon da je bio protiv toga.
The first sentence he ever spoke was, Krishna, I hate you.
Prva rečenica koju je spomenuo u životu bila je Krishna, mrzim te.
This is heavy. What do you think, Mangala? Too much. So, so now Sahadev began to speak. No, Krishna is most qualified.
Sahadev počeo govoriti, ne, Krishna je najkvalificiraniji.
When he was very young, he lifted the Govardhan hill.
Kada bio mali, digao je brdo Govardhana.
A whole mountain.
Čitavu planinu.
He is God.
On je Bog.
Then Shishupal said, "You naive fools."
Vi naivne budale, kaže Shishupal.
This was a termit hill.
To je bio mravnjak.
Which was hollow inside.
Koji je bio unutra prazan zapravo.
Was eaten up by the ants.
Koji su mravi pojeli.
It was like paper.
Bio kao papir zapravo.
No, that's not a fact. I mean, when Krishna appeared, the Govardhan hill was huge. It was touching the sky. It was a mountain.
Brdo Govardhan, kada se Krishna pojavi, bilo praktično dodirivalo nebo. To je tako veliko.
Medyutam. Shishupal couldn't accept Krishna's godlihood.
A međutim, Shishupal nije mogao prihvatiti Krishnu božanstvenost.
And therefore, he was a mind.
Krishna.
He was totally a Maya and thought, you know, and his mind was looking for a crazy explanation how to explain Krishna's activities.
He was a veliko Maya, his mind was tragao za tim da objasni neki način Krishna aktivnosti.
Then, for instance, Sadhguru had said, when he was a mere infant, he killed a demon which was 16 kilometers high.
Putana. Sahadeva rekao kad je bio mala osoba, mali, da je ubio putanu koja je bila visoka 60 kilometara.
And Shishupal was saying that this, but you worshipping Krishna because he is a killer of an innocent woman. What is this? You are totally brutal and totally adharmic.
A onda mi rekao Shishupal, šta je ovo, vi obožavate osobu koja je ubila ženu, to je ovoga koji je brutalan, i to je, ti si brutalan, to je totalno adarmički.
Adarmički, yes, no idea of religion.
Nemoš pojma o religiji.
So it is very interesting to hear how this poor demon, he's not a poor demon, he is a real demon, how this demon in his mind just explained everything away.
I zanimljivo kako je taj demon u svom umu sve ovoga objasnio na svoj način.
This is how Maya works.
Tako Maya djeluje.
We also, when we are under Maya, we see everything differently than it really is.
Kad to je isto tako želi mi kad smo Maya, vidimo sve drugačije nego zaista kao što je.
Most of the people in this world, if not all, are totally under the influence of Maya.
Većina ljudi, ako ne svi, su pod utjecajem Maje.
And they cannot see how she works.
I ne mogu vidjeti kako ona djeluje.
Maya is manifested with three modes of material nature.
Ona se manifestira kao tri gune materijalne prirode.
And these three gunas can be explained as states of being.
I te gune se mogu objasniti kao stanje postojanja.
Just like the colors in the painting manifest the whole picture, these three gunas manifest the whole material world.
Kao što boje u slici manifestiraju čitavu sliku, tako i te gune manifestiraju čitavu svijet.
And in addition to this, the modes of material nature are also described as gunas, or strong ropes which bind and drag you.
U dodatku te gune su opisane kao snažni kolopci koji te dragged,
bind,
koji te vežu i koji te vuku na okolo.
Yes, this is Maya.
To je Maya.
She manifests everything which we see.
Manifestira sve što vidimo.
Covers us totally.
Prekriva nas potpunosti.
And then, if this wouldn't be enough, she drags us.
I ako to nije dovoljno, da nas izvuče na okolo.
Yes, like in these old cowboy movies.
Kao tim starim cowboy filmovima.
You know, when one person is just bound up. You know, he's put on the earth, and he's bound at the hands, and then the horse is just like, ch-ch-ch-ch, and then the horse gallops, and the person dies.
Kako je osoba vezana na rukama za uže i koje je na drugoj strani vezana za konja koji juri i onda ta osoba umre kada se vuče po zemlji.
Yes, Maya drags us.
Tako nas Maya vuče.
By the ropes of material nature. Now it is described that only if you come in contact with devotees can this unfortunate situation be relieved.
Zato je opisano samo kad osoba dođe u društvo bhakta, ta se nesretna situacija možemo se svojiti te nesretne situacije.
In the association of devotees, the attraction to Krishna is awoken.
U društvu bhakta, privlačnost prema Krishni se budi.
This is because when they discuss about Krishna, there is great virya or strength in those discussions.
Zato kad oni diskutiraju o Krishni, onda postoji velika virya ili snaga u tim diskusijama.
This snaga, it's so lovely here because, but you know this is a rule, that you can never sit higher than the Bhagavatam if you speak about it.
Znate da je pravilo da ne možeš sjediti nikad više od Bhagavatama.
And otherwise also not.
A i drugi ostali.
So, in the association of devotees, the conditioned soul who has been dragged from one universe to the next finally gets the rasayana, a tonic.
Dakle, usmjerena duša koja je vučena iz jednog univerzuma do drugoga u društvu bhakta dobije sana ili tonik, to je ovaj lijek.
Tonički. There are tonics which are so strong that even a dying man, when he eats them and drinks them, becomes alright.
Postoje tonici koji su toliko snaži da i one na samrti i postoje mu dobro kada ga popije.
So, the tonic of the spiritual powerful messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can awaken us from the slumber of Maya.
Znači tonici poruka moćne svevišnje božanske osobe mogu nas probuditi iz sna Maje.
And one often makes spiritual experiences.
Kako osoba često ima duhovne iskustva.
I remember after my first visit in the temple, I went home in the train.
Sjećam se kad sam prvi put posjetio, nakon posjeta mog prvog templa, onda sam išao nazad vlakom kući.
And I heard the whole train was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
I čuo sam da čitav taj vlak ili tramvaj mantra Hare Krishna mantra.
I thought this is not possible, I mean they are not chanting.
Mislim, to nije moguće, oni uopće ne mantraju.
But I heard it like this.
Ali čuo sam tako.
Krishna revealed himself in the form of the holy name. This is what is when you drink the rasa of Krishna consciousness, then you make a transcendental experience very quickly. Then gradually, one by one, you attain faith in Krishna consciousness.
Onda postepeno dobivaš prvo vjeru u svjesnost Krishna.
And this faith develops into deep attraction.
I onda se to razvija u duboku vezanost.
And then devotion.
Onda devocija.
Now, at this stage, a devotee is approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Na tom nivou bhakta prilazi se Višnjoj Božanskoj osobi.
And he must follow a few guidelines.
Mora slijediti nekoliko nekoliko smjernica.
To really get to his lotus feet.
Da dođete njegovih lotusovih stopala.
He says, my dear Lord, I am yours.
Dragi moj gospodine, ja sam tvoj.
Please accept me as your own.
Molim te, prihvati me kao svog vlastitelja.
But then he must, as I said, when you approach something, you are not yet there.
Ali kao što kažem, ako priđete nečemu, još niste tamo.
For instance, when you go for the plivanje.
Idete na plivanje.
And you approach the coast.
Priđete obali.
You have an idea how it will look.
You can.
I have an idea.
Imate ideju kako to izgleda.
You see it in the distance.
Vidite iz daleka.
You're not that yet in the water.
Ali još niste u vodi.
In the same way, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, you have an idea of Krishna.
Tako u početku svjesni Krishna imate neku ideju.
Because you hear about his transcendental form.
Jer čujete njegovu transcendentalnu
formu. But you are not yet there.
Ali još niste tamo.
So therefore, there are a few rules and regulations which are important to be kept.
Zato postoji nekoliko pravila i propisa koje trebamo se koji se trebamo držati.
First rule is one must accept a bona fide spiritual master.
Prvo pravilo je da osoba mora prihvatiti vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja.
Second, one must accept initiation from him.
Drugo, mora primiti njegovu inicijaciju.
Third, one must serve him.
Treće, mora ga služiti.
Fourth, one must receive instructions from the spiritual master and make inquiries in order to learn devotional service.
Četvrta osoba mora prihvatiti instrukcije od njega, slijediti ih i postavljati pitanja da bi napredovalo.
And then one must follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas and follow the directions given by the spiritual master.
Onda mora slijediti, postavljati smjernice koje mu daje duhovni učitelj i slijediti prethodne acharye.
This is the first step when you want to come close to Krishna.
To je prvi korak kad želite doći blizu Krishna.
You need guidance.
Trebate vodstvo.
And even if you have accepted a spiritual master, you must constantly inquire from him.
I ako ste ga čak i prihvatili, morate ga neprestano pitati.
That doesn't mean you have to write every minute a letter.
To znači da svaku minutu morate pisati pismo.
But it means to understand what is the process of devotional service.
Što znači da mislite koji je proces predanog služenja.
How can I make advancement?
Kako da napravim napredak?
Then, so this is the first set of instructions.
To je prvi set instrukcija.
Then I will tell you the second step.
Onda ćemo reći sljedeći korak.
One should be prepared to give up everything for Krishna's satisfaction.
Osoba treba biti spremna da napusti sve za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
In other words, if you see there is something which is not favorable in your Krishna consciousness,
ako vidite nešto što nije povoljno u vašoj svjesnosti Krishna,
you must give it up.
Morate ga napustiti.
Like certain attachments.
Kao određene vezanosti.
See, remember the picture. You are there before the coast.
Sjetite se slike, vi ste blizu obale.
In the distance, the Adria is singing its attractive song. Come plivanje, come plivanje.
Adria ili more pjeva jednu pjesmu, dođi na plivanje, dođi na plivanje.
Yes. So you must know now how to get there.
So morate znati kako da dođete do tamo.
If you want to swim in the ocean.
Ako želite plivati u oceanu.
So first we have a spiritual master. Now we must be prepared to give up everything which is not favorable.
Znači moramo prvo na duhovnog učitelja i sad moramo odbaciti sve što nije povoljno.
Once Yambhakta said, I can give up everything, but not my stones record.
Yambhakta rekao jednom da mogu sve napustiti, ali ne svoje ploče od Rolling Stones. Previše teško.
If it is not favorable, we should try to give it up.
Ali ako nije povoljno, trebamo nastaviti da napustimo to.
And instead accept everything which is favorable.
I prihvatiti sve što je povoljno.
I, for instance, as a young Bhakta, thought it was a little bit too difficult for me, this process. Because I was so attracted to the wild music. Yes. Vidyutim, I noticed the kirtan, there are much wilder kirtans. Where you can dance much more.
gdje možete mnogo bolje plesati.
Yeah. Then, you must know the art of, in other words, accepting things in place of the old things which you have to give up.
Morate znati, znači, umjetnost prihvaćena, povoljnih stvari i mjesto onih stvari koje morate napustiti.
Then it is described, one should live in a place where Krishna is present, a city like Vrindavan or Mathura or a Krishna temple.
Zatim je pisano da osoba mora živjeti na mjestu gdje Krishna živi, kao što je Vrindavan, Mathura ili Krishna temple.
Then it said, one should work for one's livelihood.
Zatim osoba treba zarađivati za život.
That just enough to keep body and soul together.
Ali samo toliko da održi dušu i tijelo zajedno.
And so on, there are many processes of devotional service.
Tako postoji puno procesa predanog služenja.
And the goal of all of them is that we develop our attraction to Krishna further and further and further.
I cilj svega toga da razvijemo sve veću i veću prijašnju za Krishna.
Yes, yes. Then we can come finally to the wonderful
četničetanje je opisano da bhakta kada slijedi sadana bhakti i dođe do nekog stupnja mora da bi na neki način nastavio svoje predano služenje mora prihvatiti raganuga bhakti. I da li to znači da se samo pomoću sadana bhakti može dostići jedan određeni stepen razvoja svjesnosti Krišne i da tek sa pomoću raganuga bhakti možemo dostići pravo ljubav prema Krišne. To prvo i drugo je, kaže se da kada osoba dođe na raganuga nivo treba da prihvati služenje na neki način da slijedi stope nekog od stanovnika Vrindavana. I tamo je primjer navedene čak i krave i tamo je interesuje na koji način osoba može slijediti.
Prvo pitanje je bilo da samo kad dođe za sadana nivo, da onda je dođe nivo, da onda mora prihvatiti raganuga.
Da li može se pomoći sadana nivo, da će doći također čisto predano služenje ili se mora.
It is stated that after also later in Chaitanya Charitamrita that devotee is coming on advanced stage of Krishna consciousness and he's asking that can we also become pure devotees on sadhana level, because it is stated after sadhana one should accept raganuga level. This is his question. And also another question is, it is stated that we should follow one of the residents of Vrindavan on the raganuga platform. And there are some examples of evil cows and and others. Evil cows and even human-like residents of Vrindavan. So he's asking how is it possible? What does it mean?
Now, first of all, it is interesting to understand that the sadhana meets practices of devotional service, and that is categorized in devotional service according to rules, that is vidhi bhakti, and devotional service according to spontaneous attraction, that is raganuga bhakti. But it's still within, it is both the sadhana.
Svjesnosti Krišne prema pravilima i propisima i da se dijeli na jednu je vajdi bhakti ili slijeđenje pravila i propisa, a drugo je raganuga ili spontano predano služenje, ali jedno i drugo je sadhana bhakti.
So, Prabhupada describes raganuga bhakti in two ways.
Šta Prabhupada opisuje raganuga bhakti na dva načina.
One is a very simple form, when you early in the morning do not force yourself out of the bed, but you really want to go and observe the Mangala Arati.
Znači ne nekada se ujutro ne prisiljavaš da se digneš na Mangala Arati, nego se zaista spontano digneš.
Because you have attraction.
Jer imaš privlačno svemu tome.
But then there is also the practice of Raganuga Sadhan.
Ali postoji prakticiranje Raganuga Sadhan.
But that is when you follow one of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the mood.
A to je kad slijediš raspoloženje stanovnika, njegovog stanovnika Vrindavan.
However, such practice is done after the stage of anatta nivritti, when one is free from these unwanted things within the heart.
Međutim, to je taj proces dolazi kada je osoba oslobođena anatta nivritti ili nepoželjnih stvari u srcu.
By the mercy of a great devotee, however, a devotee can even develop spontaneous attraction very brzo.
Međutim, milošću velikih bhakta, osoba može razviti spontano predano služenje vrlo brzo.
Jiva Goswami gives the amazing example of the prostitute.
Jiva Goswami daje zapanjujući primjer prostitutke.
Who is described in the 11th canto. You remember she was standing before the door of the gate of the city and was worrying, oh, hopefully someone is, you know, is getting attracted to my form so that I can earn some money this night.
I dala je primjer osobe koja stoji izvan gradske kapije i njen primjer prostitutke iz 11. prijevanja i koja čeka da li će neko biti prinuđen njome da nešto zaradi ovog noć.
And then at the end of the night, when no one was interested, a wonderful transformation took place in her.
I kada po noći niko više nije došao, a nevjerovatna transformacija se desila kod nje.
She actually said, "Now I want to worship the Lord just like Lakshmi."
Sada želim obožavati Gospodina kao Lakshmi.
I want to very intimately serve the Lord.
Želim ga intimno služiti.
I have forgotten him so long.
Toliko sam ga dugo zaboravila.
He is residing with me inside this body.
On prebiva u meni u srcu.
So I won't turn my back anymore.
I više nikad neću krenuti mu leđa.
Now I will worship him.
Sada ću ga obožavati.
Now you might ask yourself, what happened in this prostitute? I mean, she, one moment she's standing there and, you know, going like, and, you know, the other moment she is speaking the most advanced philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, u jednom trenutku možemo se zapitati, pa šta se desilo sa njom? U jednom trenutku je stajala u samovićim pozama i ispred jedan put počne govoriti filozofiju svjetlosti Krishna.
How is it possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Well, let me tell you the reason.
Sad ću vam reći razlog.
One night before,
noć prije,
this great personality Avaduta, the Avaduta Brahmana, was arriving near the town and he looked for a place to take rest.
Jedan je Avaduta Brahmana, to je noć prije, došao u grad i tražio mjesto da se odmori.
And he went to the garden of the
prostitutke
underneath the tree.
Ispod drveta.
And the soft breezes which were blowing were blowing the fragrance of the Avaduta Brahmana into the nose of the prostitute.
I miris vjetra koji je dubuhao nosio miris Avadute Brahmane u nosnice prostitutke.
And by this contact of with the pure devotee, she also developed the qualification for spontaneous devotional service.
I takvim kontaktom sa čistim bhaktom razvila je spontano predano služenje.
She never followed any rules and regulations.
Nikad nije slijedila nikakve pravila i propise.
She immediately came on the stage.
Ona je došla na scenu.
Jiva Goswami's example.
Na nivo. To je primjer Jiva Goswami.
So if you serve your exalted spiritual master,
tako, ako slijediš svog uzvišenog duhovnog učitelja,
great devotion,
sa velikom devocijom,
he will maybe get you the mercy, give you the mercy.
Možeš ti dati milost.
That you will become more spontaneous in your devotional service.
Da budeš više spontano predanom služenju.
Let us be honest.
Budem iskreni.
Wouldn't it be good to be more spontaneous?
Da ne bi bilo dobro da smo više spontani.
Sometimes we just have to force ourselves like anything.
Ponekad se jako moramo prisiljavati.
Isn't it like, sometimes to get up in the morning is like a war against the 10,000 soldiers, you know.
Ponekad se dignu tujutra kao rat protiv 10,000 vojnika.
Especially after my ekadasi.
Posebno nakon ekadasi.
At least this first definition of spontaneous devotion service we should somehow imbibe in us.
We should
imbibe this. You know, where it says that you spontaneously feel attracted to Mangala Arati and the other is rare. Yeah, where you want to follow the mood of a dear associate of Krishna. That requires great mercy to come to this stage, or just great purification of the soul itself. Also. Any other question?
To je primer. Ti dobiš kolače, imaš želju da podeliš. A podeliš tek onda kada ne može više one želje. Da, šta se dešava onda tada kada se prekine?
Znači sad, he said that when one is distributing, when one distributes cookies, sweets, or something, then trying to distribute, but he cannot. So when he when on one stage he loses this desire, and then he starts to distribute more. So he's asking what happens.
I don't think this is always so. I think a very simple thing happens. You see, when can't we distribute the knigos or the sweets over there? At which time do we lose the ability to distribute? It's usually when we fall into a certain circle, you know. Mind circle. Where we can't get out. But if we get out of that, then it goes again.
And
sometimes mystical, however. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Yes, our devotee is expressing his suffering. Sometimes it's mystical how you remain in this circle. Incapability. And then all of a sudden you get released. And then it happens. All you can learn from this is it's not your own qualification which decides if you can distribute or not. And it's wrong to say if you lose your desire, then you distribute.
Ali je krivo reći da kad izgubiš želju da podijeliš i kad odustaneš, da onda više dijeliš.
If you really would lose it, you would go and eat the cookies for yourself.
Kad izgubiš želju sam pro sve te kolače.
Just you get out of this incapability circle.
Samo treba izaći iz tog kruga nesposobnosti.
That sometimes is only possible by mercy. Isn't it? Do you all have this experience sometimes you're on the street with the books and you all want to distribute it? Whoever you approaches seems to already have a book or is not inclined to buy one or is just too busy at that moment or just too covered or whatever.
Yes.
But then all of a sudden da 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 da. It's almost like coming on a wave.
Ali kao da neko dolazi na nekom valu.
Which carries you.
Koji te nosi.
That's the wave of mercy.
To je val milosti.
But you have to want to come to this.
Ali moraš željeti da dođeš do toga.
If you have no desire, you won't get there.
Ali ako nema želje, nećeš doći tamo.
Sometimes it's a little suffering before you get this desire.
Malo nekad ima patnje prije nego što dođeš do toga.
Or before you get on this wave.
Prije što se popneš na taj val.
Now it's a marathon.
Sad je maraton.
2 days left.
Još dva dana je ostalo.
2 days?
Tri.
We count already every second. So enthusiastic we are.
Toko smo ti znači da svaku sekundu brojimo.
This is a Krishna Jamashtami marathon.
The Krishna Jamashtami marathon.
It's an important marathon.
Vrlo važan marathon.
And we should try to become valuable instruments.
Trebali pokušati da postanemo korisni instrumenti.
Let us capture that wave of mercy.
Uhvatimo taj val milosti.
Just like a wave rider.
Kao oni na valovima.
Sometimes he has to swim for a long time before the right wave comes.
Oni putuju na visokim valovima, ponekad mora čekati da pravi val visok.
And then when it's there.
Kad je on tu.
So get on it.
Onda ponovo je on.
So this wave, we must get on the wave of mercy.
Tako moramo doći na val milosti.
The val, val means?
Val je wave.
Wave, yes. The val of milosti.
Val milosti.
This should be the motto of our Jamashtami marathon.
To treba biti motto našeg Jamashtami marathona.
Every one of us. It's a good time, summer time, people are out on the street.
U ovoj ljetno vremenu ljudi su vani na ulicama.
Especially in the evening.
Specijalno na večer.
Right now, Rajamani is on the wave of the Atria a few times.
Sada je Rajamani na palovima mora nekoliko puta.
To get some snaga.
Da dobije neku snagu.
And some association.
Neko društvo.
Then he will change the wave.
Onda će promijeniti val.
It's up to Krishna, of course.
Naravno, to je do Krishna.
Molim!
Says
we should tolerate. Yeah? It's an interesting question. It depends who the person is. When he is your disciple, you should not tolerate. See, to not tolerate means to help someone. There is no reason if someone is a Maya, there is no benefit if someone is a Maya and you go like, you are in Maya, ha ha ha.
There is no good if someone is a Maya and you say, you are
in Maya. This will not help them.
You
should try to help. Now, sometimes it's a devotee who is a Maya.
Ponekad je taj bhakta u Maji.
And it's very difficult to help the devotee unless he wants help. Have you ever tried to correct the devotee who's chanting and falling asleep?
Pomoći bhakti koji kad mantra spava?
one of the most thankless works you can do. Because he says, I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping! This is when the people I admire. A little while ago, Jelko Malna, he asked me, it seems that if you attack the false ego, a tremendous force of anger becomes released.
On me zapitao, ako neko dotakne lažni ja, neće onda se nevjerovatna bjese proizvede.
Why is this so?
Zašto je to tako?
I said, well, look at the atomic energy.
Znači, pogledaj atomsku energiju.
The electric magnetic force binds the atoms together.
Elektromagnetska snaga drži atome zajedno.
And when that is broken,
kad se to slomi,
a lot of energy gets released. So in the same way, the false ego binds this eternal soul to Maya.
Tako i lažni ja drži dušu Maji.
It's a knot.
That's what.
So if that knot gets released, there's a lot of energy.
Ako čovjek oslobodi, onda će biti jako puno energije ispredno.
Agresija.
So,
to correct someone in Krishna consciousness, you should therefore adopt a simple process to make it easy for him.
Tako da bi ispravili nekog u svijesti Krishna, moramo prihvatiti lak proces, da bi bilo lako za njega.
You say, you go like this. Dragi Bhakta Bobby.
Ne kaže, dragi Bhakta Bobby.
It is so nice to see that you came to the temple. You are so good in cooking pizzas. And have many nice qualities. May I give you a tip? You have not yet overcome that Macedonian special brand of tamagunski. Just wash this a little bit more. And although it's very heavy, what I just said, one accepts it. Because one feels loved. One feels he has someone who appreciates me. He just gives a tip to go a little better. What do you think? Should I also do it with you?
Sure.
No, I was joking that I could now say it maybe about all the devotees which I know, but then I would go to the hellish planets. Vaishnava Aparad. But this is the way to correct someone in Krishna consciousness. If you just criticize someone, that he doesn't feel understood.
Yeah.
Because everyone has good motives. And if you speak about these good motives, then they feel understood and accept what you have to tell them.
I onda svači da je razumijemo, da je razumijemo i da i prihvaćamo ono što želimo reći.
Okay, so it is 9 o'clock now. That means prasanam time.
To znači prasanam.
Sila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanand.